in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Leanne Jess with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a 34-year-old Mount Isa man has been charged with grievous bodily harm after a 17-month-old was presented to hospital with critical head injuries earlier in the year. The man will face court on the 14th of February next year, where Mount Isa detectives will allege a domestic violence incident took place, which resulted in the infant's injuries.
The Sunshine Coast Council has budgeted $14,000 for police patrols to enforce new laws which ban dogs from previously designated off-leash areas on the Point Cartwright headland. A 6,000 square metre portion of the headland will remain a dog-friendly area for the next 18 months to help dog owners transition into these new conditions. From mid-2025, no dogs will be allowed off-leash in the area in an attempt to protect the local environment and the threatened shorebirds that nest in this region.
In national news, an energy company has released information in its compliance report about its failure to notify a hospital about a planned power outage, leaving 4 people on life support without electricity. The incident with the government-owned energy retailer occurred in Maracay for a period of 90 minutes in September. There were no mortalities. The Northern Territories Utility Commission, the primary regulatory body for the electricity industry, was not notified of the incident until 2 weeks after it had occurred.
A specialist domestic and family violence court due to open this year in the Western Australian town Kimberley has been delayed due to incomplete project design work. Police statistics in 2022 show that Kimberley's alcohol-related family violence were nearly 50 times higher than the metropolitan rate. The court is designed to be culturally sensitive and specifically serve its community, with procedure elements like contested restraining orders being heard without the involved parties having to face each other.
In international news, police in Bougainville have been accused of arming and directing a local gang known as the Wanted Boys to carry out various robberies targeting foreign nationals. Chiefs and community leaders in the area have submitted a petition that calls on police to stop persecuting the Wanted Boys and to investigate the alleged involvement of police officers in organised crime. Locals are concerned the alleged police misconduct could hurt Bougainville's bid to become independent from Papua New Guinea.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 29 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 32 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band.
That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.